Minimize that. Maximize that. Why isn't that moving? All right, that should work that way then. There we go. How's that, Brett?
Yeah.
Me and you.
Anybody else joining us now?
Yeah. I'm expecting, I'm not expecting Kurt to sign in today, and I'm not sure about Doug McGowan. But I have every reason to believe that the other four folks will join us in. And we need four, as you know, to have a quorum. So I'm one. And we'll see if we get the other three. Somebody just sent a message with us because they're trying to get in the camp. It's Lisa. All right, falls on. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Stephen.
Okay, good. You can hear us. Good. Good, good, good.
I'm all connected.
All right. We're a couple minutes early, so.
Who's that in the background?
Brad Brown.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, how are you?
Good, you?
Good.
Excellent.
Hey, folks.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing today?
We're good. We're good.
Hey, Steve, note the time. Note the time.
Yeah.
5:28.
Yes.
Mikey's on time.
Yeah, I added 3 minutes, Polly, yesterday.
We had to talk about this.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help, Paul.
Yeah, they made a bad call with Joey last night. You know, I think he won the race, Paul. I agree with you. He had it.
22.
Yep. Pretty amazing. So, we got weather coming, boys.
Yep.
Winter revisited.
Yeah. Time.
I don't know, Paul. They're back and forth. I'm watching NOAA, and it's, you know, it's just like changing all the time, but it's definitely going to happen sometime tomorrow afternoon and then prolong probably right through Friday.
Yeah, boat time, I said. Boat time.
Okay. Oh, Doug has joined us. Hi, Doug.
Ready to roll?
Just about.
Can't hear you, Steve.
You can't?
No.
Everybody else can hear me, I think.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Peter, I got you.
Check.
So Doug, is something...
Is anyone else hearing you?
Yes, yes.
I'm going to leave then and come back.
Okay. All right. Well, it's 5:30. And we have a quorum of planning board members attending in Zoom. We have several people who have joined us either on Zoom. Brad Brown is here at Town Hall. So welcome to everybody who's joined us for our regular monthly meeting of the planning board. This is our February meeting. So attendance, me, I'm Steve Hart, the chair, Paul Thornton, Mike Lingley, Peter Thornton, Doug McCallum. So we have a quorum of members tonight so that we can do business. Let me start with the first item on the agenda is to review and approve minutes of previous meetings. Kurt has provided minutes. I'm okay with them. Anybody want to make a motion to approve them?
I will.
Doug? Second?
Seconded.
Mike? Go. Okay.
Peter?
Second, sure.
All right. No further discussion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, so the minutes are approved 5-0.
Oh, that didn't work.
Okay. Communications. I don't have anything that I've shared. Any of the communications that I've had over the last month have really been about these two items that we have on our agenda tonight, the sprinkler requirement and the housing amendment. So nothing beyond that. And I think I have previously shared with the members that communication, which includes draft regulations from DECD, and I think an exchange of emails with Phil Saucier on the housing amendment. So nothing really new here. CEO reports for the weeks between our last meeting and today. Kurt had those in the packets. Anybody have any thoughts or questions about what we have from the weekly reports from the code enforcement officer?
Oh, I just want to say I'm really glad you're resolving your own issues.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Anything else from anybody?
I got one other thing, Steve. I've got another commitment at 6:30 that I've got to go to. So
okay. I think we'll be fine, Peter. We'll get you out of here, right. I think.
Okay. All right.
Unless there's more discussion or disagreement on the two items than I...
Two items. All right.
Okay. Let me switch up the agenda a little. Rather than new business being the next thing, I'd like to switch that with old business. So we do the old business, then we'll do new business, if that's okay with people.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So old business. We have two items on our program of work that we'd like to hopefully get the board to approve tonight so that we can schedule a public hearing on them and have them ready if we pass them, if ready for town meeting in May, take it to the voters at town meeting. So the first item is the proposed requirement that new construction, homes newly constructed, homes being converted from seasonal to year-round residences and detached accessory dwelling units have an in-home automatic sprinkler system. Worked with this language with the Maine Fire Marshal's office and the town attorney. State Fire Marshal's office is supportive of it, as is the Long Island Fire and Rescue. So I offer that that for consideration from the board. Any discussion tonight?
I just have one question or thought, and think I know the answer, but I'm not sure. And that is for the Maine State Fire Marshal's regulations and so on. Would it be helpful to put in a citation, or is that something not appropriate here? In other words, a link, perhaps.
You know, I'm going to give the fire marshal's office not a very high grade for their webpage. It's extremely hard to try to get useful information off of that webpage. We'll prepare some additional information on the requirements. For instance, the requirements for a certified contractor to do the installation of the sprinkler system, the requirement for inspections, which I believe are on an annual basis.
Yes.
Have to be done by somebody certified by the state fire marshal. I'd like to see if the fire marshal's office can give us a little bit more description of what is entailed in an NFPA 13D system. So we'll try to get more of that, Doug, for the public hearing. And clearly it would be advantageous to have it for town meeting.
Yeah, thank you.
So the one thing that's missing from this proposal, which we need to add tonight before we approve it, is an effective date. As you know, we've essentially left the date that require after which the building permits would require the in-home sprinkler system. We've left that blank, if you will. So we need to set an effective date.
And would that date be essentially the date that a new permit is filed?
Well, the effective date would be, ordinarily our ordinances, when we make an amendment to our ordinance, it's effective on the first day of the new fiscal year, which would be, this would be effective July 1, 2023.
Yeah.
That seems to me not to be helpful for people who are now considering building a new home on Long Island. That would not give them a lot of lead time if they need to make some changes to a proposed construction.
So perhaps they could be grandfathered into the prior non-existing rules, or is that not wise?
Well, I was going to say we set an effective date of January 1, 2024,
yeah,
which would be 6 months, which would give people who are now working and planning on new construction or to renovate a summer residence to a year-round residence, time to work with an architect and a contractor to make whatever changes they need to make to comply with this new ordinance. So I would propose that we add the effective date of January 1, 2024 for the requirement that the new construction have the sprinkler.
Got it.
That's a good idea.
Any other board members have an objection to that proposal?
No, that's a good date.
Okay. All right. So with that amendment, propose that the board approve the proposed ordinance. And all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. I'm in favor too. So that ordinance as amendment, proposed ordinance as amended, passes 5-0.
I haven't seen the text of this one yet, but
I'll share it with you.
The one major concern I have is the fact that we're all on umbrellas on the island. In a house fire, one of the first things that happens is you lose your power. You lose your power, you've lost your well pump.
Mm-hmm.
No more sprinkler system. And the other thing would be cost. I don't know what it's going to require for piping, but
we'll have that as we move forward. All right. The next item on the agenda is the proposed amendment to the land use ordinance. Oh, by the way, this amendment is an amendment to Chapter 10. Fire prevention and protection, not the land use ordinance. The next item is amendment to Chapter 14, dealing with changes to our ordinance to be in compliance with the new state law LD 2003, dealing with housing. So we've had a good discussion about this previously at our meetings. I've gone back from those discussions, and what I've offered tonight what I circulated before the night's meeting is an amendment which I think meets the requirement, any of the requirements we need to do in order to be compliant with the new law, but with very few exceptions, it is only what we need to do to be compliant. We don't make a lot of changes in our ordinance beyond what the minimum required is. So that's what I will offer for the consideration from the board right now. Any thoughts or objections or discussion that members have about the amendment as I proposed it and circulated it earlier in the week?
Well, you as the information guru and communication guru here and so on, I have one question, and that is it advisable that by simply putting in the minimal, that makes it easy and easy to understand and implement, but is there anything that we should go beyond the minimum to make things either easier or clear or prevent some sort of issue coming up someday?
Well, I guess let me just say where I think I've gone beyond just the minimum. So in the definition section of our ordinance, there is a definition of a handicapped family unit, which was an exception to what we otherwise had for an accessory dwelling unit. We could have kept that, not made that change, but since we are opening up accessory dwelling units beyond the very limited now allowable use of them, I thought we don't need a handicapped family unit exception. So that's deleted.
Right.
We made a change in the definition of dwelling. Again, a little change, but certainly not required of us in order to be compliant with the law. The law. And when we looked at what the town ordinance now has for performance standards for accessory dwelling units, and we replaced that entire section of the ordinance, I guess technically it wouldn't be necessary for us to do that to be in compliance with the law, given the other changes we propose making. But I think it's a good idea for us to have specificity in our ordinance about what we expect and will allow for accessory dwelling units on the island. So those are the exceptions to the minimal changes, the minimum required changes, and they're limited in scope.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
I got one hopefully quick question, Steve. Sure. On to section one, purpose and definitions of this this ADU thing. Under B definitions, the accessory dwelling unit, an accessory dwelling unit must be a minimum of 190 square feet, and municipalities may impose a maximum size. Your thoughts on that?
Well, again, that, imposing a maximum size is would go beyond what the minimum required are. Our new proposed definition, it's not in what I circulated earlier. It's in it's one of those amendments that I sent out this weekend for members.
Yep.
We set the minimum at 190 square feet. We do not set a maximum. As you recall, when we were having our discussion, we were kind of uncertain as to how we would want to set that maximum. And I think it, given the circumstances where this is a new law, it goes into effect 2 months after our town meeting. There is currently in the legislature some discussion about delaying the implementation of this act. I think it's prudent for the board to make minimal changes to our ordinance and to give us and the town some experience with the law before we think we make changes, if you will, fine-tuning the ordinance. So
I'm good.
From my view, setting a maximum, could be a contentious item and something that would maybe cause some folks who might otherwise vote for the changes to be opposed to it. So I'm trying to minimize the issues that people can have, problems that people can have, objections people could have to the proposed ordinance.
But
we already have a control of setbacks in lot coverage anyway. So thanks for answering the question. I'm good with what you're thinking.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And in addition, Mike and Paul, we just passed a proposed change in our ordinance that would require detached accessory dwelling units, to have an automatic sprinkler system.
Right.
So that's going to be, I think, another significant impediment. Hurdle for someone wanting to have detached accessory dwelling unit on their property. So, we have a lot of restrictions already on ADUs in this draft, and I'm not sure we want to open it up for more discussion about what's the appropriate size limitation we want to have. I think we'll let the market determine what the size limitation is going to be.
I'd want to limit. Square foot to bedroom with a sprinkler system.
Pardon me?
I said I would. It was a joke. Keep going.
Good one.
Okay. All right. So in addition to what I sent out to you, I went through the regulations published by the state, and I had another communication with Phil Saucier. So I have four amendments to what I sent out earlier in the week. And let me just go through those quickly for folks who aren't part of that discussion. We added the state definition of an accessory dwelling unit to our town ordinance definition of accessory dwelling unit. So we're deleting what we have now. We're replacing it with the state definition of accessory dwelling unit. Where we now have a definition for dwelling, I've proposed changing that to a residential dwelling, to be clear. And we make some changes into is what is not a residential dwelling. Mm-hmm. Right now, there's something in that list of what's not something that is tourist homes. I have no idea what a tourist home is, so propose taking that out of the definition. In the permitted use, I had in my original draft residential housing in the IR1, IR2, in the business zone. Phil Saucier suggested that rather than housing, residential housing, we use residential dwelling. And so I've amended my proposal following Phil's suggestion.
Yep.
And then the last change that I propose in our new section 7.23, we require when somebody is going to propose an ADU that they have to meet the state standards for septic systems. And certain requirements as to what it needs to be done. And would require a full copy of the results of the tests and the evaluation by the certified site evaluator included in the building permit. And I omitted a similar requirement for the water. As you know, the requirement is that they show they have access to a well with potable water. And my last amendment would require a full copy of the results of that certification or that test to also be included in the business, in the building permit. So as amended, that's our proposed changes to chapter 14 dealing with housing to be compliant with the new state law. Any discussion of that from members?
I like it. My only question is, this is my own lack of knowledge about how do you prove potable water without doing a well, but that's another issue. So I don't need to know that.
Well, it's interesting because the state hasn't, to my knowledge, hasn't yet defined what potable water is. So we'll see how that comes out.
Yeah.
I'm good.
As amended, I move that the board approve the proposed ordinance change.
Seconded.
Okay. Any discussion from the members?
Nope.
Okay. If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm an aye as well. So that also passes 5-0. Thank you guys for your support.
Thank you.
The work that we've done.
If I could for a minute.
Sure, Brad.
I like what you've done with the ordinance. You've done the minimum to meet the minimum requirements of the law, and that's good. Keep things simple. We always believed in that. I guess where most of my concerns come from, if we actually get down to a permitting process, septic systems are a big thing, because one of the main concerns on the island right along has been groundwater quality. That people have hammered on us about that when I was on the board.
Right.
And there's other issues. We've been told by our CMP guys that our power lines coming to the island are pretty much maxed out as far as what they can carry. They're a little concerned about even this summer possibly seeing uncontrolled blackouts at peak times of draw.
So,
all these new houses that are going up now and new housing would tap that even more.
Okay.
The less things we have to look at.
Okay.
I think most of it will come down to the actual permitting process. I've read the law. I got a copy of the law, and I've read your stuff, and I've read our ordinances, and I like what you've done there. In the minimum that meet the requirements, I have no problem with that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. With only a couple of exceptions, as we discussed it. Keep it pretty simple. All right, so we've approved both of those. So the next thing is new business. And I'd like to schedule a public hearing on these two items for Monday, March 3rd at 5:30 p.m. This gives us the time to put them out for the public to read them over, review them, have prepare any thoughts they have about them. Also gives it, that allows us after the public hearing, if we don't have any significant need to do amendments, for us to take them up and give them final approval at our March meeting, which is March 17th. So if that's okay with everyone, I'll set that date and that time for the public hearing, and we'll make sure that the text of the amendments and the section by section discussion is available to people on the town website, and we'll see if Chris McDuffie can also send it out for people to take a look at. Okay. That's it for the business that I had for us tonight. So I think we can get Peter to the dance on time.
I'd like to know where he's going.
Let's do that.
It's a family matter. I can't really tell you.
Let's do this. Let's do this offline.
God.
Okay. We have some members of the public. Brad has offered a couple comments. Anybody else from the public, welcome any comments or thoughts that people have about what we've done tonight? Okay. Well, if there's no No public comments. No other members have any issues they want us to take up tonight. I'm happy to adjourn the meeting at 5:55. Kind of quick, but productive. Thank the board members for
that. Was a great meeting. Really a well done meeting. Jeez, prep work, so on.
Yeah, I agree. It's all in the prep work, Steve, and it's as review. And Phil Saucy is kind of key. He does a great job, also.
I appreciate your thoughts and your support. So, all right, 5:55. I adjourn the meeting. We will see everybody. I guess it's 2 weeks, March.
All right,
March 3rd.
Good deal.
Good night, everybody.
Had so much fun.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Good job. Bye.